Arkansas, I think, is making a jump, a nice jump in their program. Ole Miss is taking them a little bit longer. They're getting ready to hit the meat grinder part of their season. I think they've made somewhat of that jump. But I've never expected it to be fast here, Russell, because it just doesn't happen that way around in these parts. It's a long, hard slog, man.
So far behind.
Exactly.
Everybody has a deep hole to crawl out of, and Arkansas, they're in their second year, and Tennessee's in their second year. I think they're on a similar pace. Ole Miss, I guess, is in their third year, so they're a little bit ahead.
Reed, you have a thought?
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about how we're really talking about talent level. I mean, it's clear that Tennessee went out to Oklahoma, and they weren't as talented as them, but they were pretty dang close in a lot of areas. And it's clear today that Tennessee came to Georgia, and they weren't quite as talented as the Bulldogs, but they were pretty dang close. And that, I mean, think about it this way. Where is Tennessee without Jalen Hurd right now? I mean, where is Tennessee's offense without Jalen Hurd in the run game? Because they've run for 0 yards without him, I think, right now. And that just shows you the work that Butch Jones has done on the recruiting trail. You get another class in here, one more class. And I'm not kidding. You probably heard me talking about Dave Bartu before. We've got Tennessee as the 14th most talented team in the nation this year. You get one more recruiting class in here, and you get another year of experience on this last one. And Tennessee's going to be a top 10 talent-like team with what they've got. And I think they can really, really make some big strides.
Is that Dave Bartu guy? Has he been hanging out with the Tennessee Waltz guy?
Hey, I can guarantee you he has.
I don't know the 14th most talented team in the country. I'm not.
Mm-mm. You're not going there?
No. Maybe if you just talk pure talent, Tennessee might be something. Top 25 or top 30.
I guess
30,
that's just based on the potential of this freshman class.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go back to our phones. It's the Smart Way Dalton Behring fifth quarter fan reaction. And ladies and gentlemen, all lines are currently jammed as we're about 3 hours in as we continue to roll here.
Hey, I agree with him about Hurd because there was some of those LaQuest sheep and all. He talked about, maybe he'll have it, this summer, talking about him and Lane sharing carries. And they thought that Lane would probably end up with more. I said, you people are high. You're not.
Wait, how about Butch Jones today saying that they want to curtail his workload? I'm like, why? Why would he say that?
I don't know.
Explain that to me.
I have no idea. I don't know. I don't have an explanation. None. I'm going to be honest with you.
I just think what
they do need another changeup. Sorry, Russell. I mean, I hope help me out. Darrell Scott can step in and get in the mix a little bit just for that little changeup type back because I don't think it's Lane.
I don't think this is a Tennessee team that needs to be running the ball, 40, 50 times a game. They need to set up the run, but Hurd definitely needs to have
20 plus touches.
Maybe more than the lion's share of those carries.
Let's get Jakey with it. Jakey, hello.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey, hello, man.
Hey, you know what, guys? I'll tell you what. I was really encouraged by what I saw today. But I'm sitting here watching this Arkansas-Texas A&M game, and it just reinforces my opinion that I'm not high on a spread offense, and I would love to see an I-formation offense, but, why can't you do both? Why can't you mix it up and do both? And I'll tell you what, guys, that run play that they called from the end zone, that was the stupidest play call I've ever seen in my life in college football. That was they lined up there, and Jake Jr., he says, why do they not have Worley under – or why do they not have him under center?
They did.
Why is he under center? I'm sorry. I misspoke there.
You've been waiting the whole time, and the only time they do it is when they're backed up on the run.
Well, the thing that's frustrating about that, of course, the results were frustrating, but yes. I love the first down call.
I love deep, it.
And then they about hit North.
Yeah. Why not do it again? As Dubsy said earlier,
throwing it.
Yeah. Why not just throw
it?
What's the worst you're going to have? And then take your punter and run out of the end zone and take a safety.
Yep.
Right. I agree with you guys, but here's the deal. If you're going to run it on first down or second down, you run a quarterback sneak to get the ball out a couple of yards.
I agree with you there, Jeker. Just to give yourself some breathing room for the third down play.
And I'm a nitpicker. And one other thing I wanted to bring up, and I don't know if you guys saw this or not, and I've got no confidence in these replay officials. When they see and it's obvious that the call should be changed. They'll refuse to do it. But on that punt that was down there at the one-yard line, I watched it twice, and the guy's foot barely touched the goal line, and I would have had him review that because, you know, I knew when they had that ball backed up like that that there was no way they were going to go 99 yards.
The rule, though, there is it's where the football ends up. Is that right, Reed? It's not whether or not a player is actually touching the end zone.
Yeah, I think that's correct. In college, it's where the football is. And in the NFL, it extends to the player's body when they touch the football. So it doesn't matter. That's my understanding. In college, it doesn't matter. It's where the ball is. And in the NFL, it extends to the player's body. And the player can tap it back out of the end zone in the NFL, but not in college. So it wouldn't have mattered if that player touched the goal line. It looked to me like he did, though. I was down there too, and it looked to me like he touched the goal line, but it didn't matter if the ball.
Well, I don't know the rule.
What we need to check on is Dubsy. When you have Rocky Good on your show on Monday, we need. Oh, sorry, wrong show. And by the way, would having Rocky Good on, would that mean like you have to put up with the other 57 minutes of it? Because I would like to get next. I would like to get that one question answered and then say thank you, sir. Have a great night.
Hey guys, I got one thing before closing. I thought the rule was kind of like the basketball rule. If you're trying to save from inbounds and your foot is on the baseline or the sideline when you go up in the air and you touch it, that it's out. But I'm glad you brought up Rocky Good because I'll tell you what, I just drove from Straw Plains to Jefferson City and I threw up three times listening to that bunch. I had to pull over three times.
Oh, goodness.
Jigger, you're a trip, man.
Oh, goodness.
Hey, you know what I say to you? Unlimited data, brother. Unlimited data.
See ya.
Well, the thing about it is, I will say this, if you deem it that close, you got to go for it because that's a 19.5-yard play.
Yep.
As a coaching staff, if you think it's that close, you've got to contest it because that's at a minimum, it's a 19.5-yard play for you. You get the ball at the 20.
It's a three-point game.
Yeah,
you've got
exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And how many times have you ever seen when you send those people into that replay room, they come out with the wrong call?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's worth a try.
Better give it a chance.
You know, it's kind of like that human. Like, why are they asking me to look at this? Is there some kind of? Is there something I should be looking for here?
There's some blind old fool up there who talked himself into seeing something.
You said it. I didn't. 865-200. What's my number here? 865-200-5402.
Hey, Reed, what do you think the spirit of the football team is right now? Those guys coming out of Athens.
Great
today.
Question.
I mean, I'm sure they're really disappointed they lost the football game, but just their overall perspective heading forward.
My guess is they're more frustrated than disappointed.
Yeah,
that's kind of my take. Is that that's the word I would use more. And you know, part of my thinking with that is too. Look how they responded last time they lost to Georgia. They lost a heartbreaker at home last year, and what did they do? They came out and beat South Carolina the next week. So, I mean, I think they'll use that frustration. They'll use that to really, really springboard them to a better game next Saturday in Neyland when the Gators come to town. So I'd say frustration is my number one word.
That's a great way to put it, man.
Hey, on the way out here, promote your site, if you don't mind, and what you guys are going to be doing this week leading up to the Florida victory.
Yeah, there you go. I like how you said that. Well, we've got a ton of game content up again, RockyTopInsider.com. You can check us out on Twitter. Podcasting daily now from 10 to 11 a.m. You can listen on the site or on our free app. And then tons of game coverage. Got a game story up. Got a gallery from Sanford Stadium. The RTI crew is in the RTI mobile headed back to Knoxville right now. But we're going to have some more game coverage up as well. It's just loaded with site content. I think we put up 9 or 10 pieces or something like that yesterday. So check us out if you haven't. Tons of all stuff.
You guys work your rear ends off.
They do good stuff.
I really appreciate the job you guys do. You guys really work your tails off. And I'm not saying that because you're on here. You guys really get after it.
Well, thanks, Tony. And we appreciate you so much. Thanks for coming on our show yesterday. That was a blast.
Hey, anytime, man. Anytime you want me to murder your program, Jeffrey Dahmer style, I'm always there, man.
That's a real friend, Tony.
Thank you, brother. Yeah, I'm here for you. Thank you. Dubsy, you want to say something? Go ahead, Dubsy.
I was just going to say it's good to know those guys aren't worried about the ratings game.
That's right. Anybody that would have me on obviously could care less about audience. GovBone, if you could connect with our next guest here. And also, GovBone, if you could put that other football game on, the one that's on Channel 8, CBS, yeah, as Florida State has just gone ahead of NC State by 10, Brocky.
You know, you kind of sensed it was coming.
Yeah.
Just watching the pace of this game. It looks like NC State ran out of a few tricks they had.
They're out of fuel, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, so.
Reality
They may respond. It'll be interesting to see, but.
What about this, what Arkansas is doing on your Smartway Dalton Behring fifth quarter fan reaction, showing you that there's still a place in life for power football? Isn't that amazing, Brock?
Well, there is. You just got to be good at what you do. That's the thing about it. And I think that's a good point of what Beano said earlier is, you know, he makes you.
Beano's quote, once again, for those that are writing quotes down, is, you must forget who you want to be and be who you are today to win a game. And I thought our coaching staff today showed that they were willing to do that. At times.
Well, yeah, at times. It's really a dilemma at this point.
It is. It is.
They're not going to change.
They're not going to whine.
We can whine about it all we want.
Yeah.
They're not
going to tear up their playbook.
You could stand them up at the gates of hell, to quote Tom Petty.
You know, hey, this coach is
I won't back down. That's Butch Jones' song. That little bulldog. That little trumpet playing bulldog. He wasn't there. You get a recording?
Yeah, it was some kind of music.
Yeah, it's a 703. Hang on, let me look here. I'll give you the number. 865-200-5402 if you want to get in with us. See, what I'm doing here is I'm producing my own show.
In real time. It's like a behind-the-scenes.
In real time. Yeah, this is except this isn't one of those fake ESPN things. This is real. There's the number, GovBone. And poor GovBone, he got trained on how to use how to operate our phone system. Oh, I'm sorry. I put 9. I'm sorry, GovBone. I'm sorry, GovBone. 865-200.
Some things never change. You know it, Russell.
I'm detail-oriented, Brock.
Yeah,
you know
I tell
me.
You.
Huh?
I tell you, man.
Back to our phones we go. If you want to get in the hunting in the mix with us this afternoon, let's get Paisan in here, who's next with us. Paisan, 3 hours long and strong here on the Smart Way Dalton Behring fifth quarter fan reaction. How you doing, brother?
Oh, jeez. What do you want from me, buddy? There's been a good football game at Carter Finley today. NC State could have beat these guys, but they did. And after I got to watch Georgia beat Tennessee, now I got to watch Randy Sanders make better offensive play calls than the head coach for NC State. I got to tell you guys, I've had better football days, okay?
I heard that, brother.
I played on that field, guys, believe it or not. Oh, my God. I'll tell you what, though, if State would have done a couple extra things, they would have knocked Florida State out today, you know?
Oh, absolutely. If they would have had a little more, they could have knocked them out. And you know what they show me? Florida State might be there for the getting this year. Brocky's probably right. Brocky, who would you say, Brock, just off the top of your head, that you've seen better in college football this year so far than Florida State?
Alabama, Oklahoma.
Alabama, yes.
For sure. Those two.
Maybe Oregon.
Oregon's better.
For sure. I'm trying to go through my wheelhouse.
Is Notre Dame better? Is
maybe.
UCLA
I'll
better?
I'll tell you what. There's a lot
go
of
ahead.
Heisman's talk. That quarterback goes.
It's not bad, is he? UCLA.
He's pretty darn important.
How about UCLA?
No,
are they in the conversation?
No, not yet.
Is there anybody else in the FEMA Region 10 in the conversation?
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
Anybody in the South?
Texas A&M team before today, but
yeah,
they might have, but they're.
Paisan, we believe that you guys are exposing them today. That's what we believe.
Well,
Baylor, maybe.
Yeah.
State College could have beat them today, and that's not an easy place to play. I mean, that's a SEC venue-type place. There's 80,000 people today. You got to go in there and play them to beat them, and they did, and they beat State College, and I'll give them a due for that. It just kills me that Randy Sanders is down calling a place.
Well, that just shows you that talent, great amount of talent can overcome any coaching.
Hey, guys, when I was a freshman, I told you a heck of a story yesterday, Tony. I'll say it real quick one today.
When I was
a freshman, we played Florida, and Doug Dickey was the coach. They were number three in the country. We beat them. And Uncle Lou was our coach, and we beat them right on that field. We beat them 8-7. We went for two with no time on the clock.
Oh, my gosh.
8-7. Those are the days.
Johnny Evans and Bill Kyle. Bill Kyle was our middle linebacker on that team. I mean, there was some good players on the team. I'm telling you, that's a true story. But there's been some great games played on that field there, buddy.
Paisan, you'll be glad to know this will make you feel a little better today. The Minnesota kids celebrating their victory did not handshake Michigan. Not one kid went over and handshake Michigan. They ran right for that jug, and they're running around on the field with the jug.
Man. What was the final?
Really?
Let's see the final.
27-7 Brady Hoke might as well go ahead and clean up.
Yeah, he might. But you said it earlier, Russell. He may not last through the night.
Grew up in Georgia, in Athens, and I'm going to be honest with you. Losing to Georgia and getting beat by Florida State at Carter Finley in one day, I got to be honest with you. Tomorrow, I'm not going to flip over and be something else, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to find a new sport because this stuff is killing me, man.
Paisan, thank you. It's so next level. I want to hear some emotion out of some people. By the way, Arkansas was 6-14 to go in the fourth.
Clinging
to a 28-21 lead. And you just know this Hill guy's going to make a play at the end of this game because it's what they do. Later tonight in the league, guys, why is Missouri and South Carolina, why is ESPN, why do they do their game there? Is that the best game of the week?
Evidently. They thought
so. Is it to you?
No.
Did
not at
schedule
all.
That one before Missouri laid an egg against
Indiana? Did they? I guess they did. Okay, yeah. 865-200-5402. Let's get Jimmy in here. Who's next on our Smart Way Dalton Behring fifth quarter fan reaction. Hello, Jimmy. Jimmy, hello. Jimmy, is you there? Well, guys, that's 3 hours for us. Let me say a word here about my friends at Dalton Behring on the way out, because Dalton Behring sells both domestic and import hydraulic cylinders, and they're the number one hydraulic cylinder source in your country. I mean, look, whether you are seeking something that's standard in stock, and off the shelf, or a custom hydraulic cylinder and power unit, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, Dalton Behring and Hydraulics has it for you. Anything that turns or makes a mobile component work, they've got it for you. And they're never going to sell you something and hang you out to dry with no technical support, no expertise, and no clue. They've got a knowledgeable, experienced staff going the extra mile to help you with your hydraulic supply questions and needs. Dalton Behring and Hydraulics, online at daltonhydraulic.com. And Brocky, you said wow for something. What'd you say wow for?
They just went 3-and-out.
Wow.
Another punt.
That is a wow moment. That's crazy.
5:30 to go.
What's going on, man?
Here comes three straight running plays.
Yeah, I can't imagine they do anything else. Yeah. You, Russell.
They might just convert, though. I mean, you have an offense like that, you exhaust somebody at the end of a game. Brocky, do you remember in the days when we drew Nebraska a couple times in the postseason, what that was like?
They were Nebraskans.
Yep. There's nothing you can do about it. They can, because once they bend your will,
they
can name the spot where they're going to run to on the field.
Yeah.
That's like the old wing tee days back in Hall's glory years. You remember the old wing tee days? Let's go. Come on, man. Don't you trying to crack on when you had Kramer out there? When they used to run the halfback option pass to Kramer back in the day, brah. Let's go back to and let me say this, and then I'll get Jimmy in here. Look at that. 10 yards, Brock. 12 yards.
Two tight ends.
Smash it right in your face. Yep. The Bed Store, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to sleep well tonight. Voted the number one mattress store in East Tennessee 2 years running. 70,000 votes in the Knoxville New Sentinel Readers poll. They can't be wrong. Biggest selection of Simmons Beauty Rest, Serta Eye Comfort, Tempur-Pedic mattresses in the area. 8 convenient Knoxville locations. If you're business-minded and you're hunting a franchisee opportunity and you want to get in a dream, a job that will make dreams come true, Go online, bedstore.com, and see what I'm talking about as they are franchising throughout the state. Look at that run. That's 5 yards, 7 yards, 10 yards, 15 yards, and down to the 47-yard line of Texas A&M.
That's a heck of a run.
And all your oil money won't another minute buy. Now, who is Jerry? Jerry's an Arkansas guy, Jerry Jones,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, his boys are doing it down there.
Those two backs they got are good, Williams and Collins.
Yeah, yeah.
Brocky, when he smiles, when he attempts to smile, what do you think happens at his rear end with all that skin that's been pulled back?
Hey, there's another miss in the recruiting game for Tennessee. Dan Skipper, their left tackle, committed to Tennessee. You don't think they'd love to have him?
Yeah, lost him when Pittman went out there.
Let's get Jimmy in here. Jimmy, hello.
Yeah, how's it going, Tony? It looks like some old-time Vince Dooley, Pat Dye. Still former top football there running the ball.
Look at that hole, Jimmy. They're gashing them. How many yards now have they moved it on the ground right there in that one drive? They're down to the 30.
They went about 40 yards in three plays.
Fourth quarter, Tony, those defensive linemen, they're mush. And when you don't have three Darwin Walkers and about three John Henderson, that's what's going to happen to your defensive line.
I'll tell you what that is. In this day and age, as weird as this sounds, that's kind of fun to watch if I do that in this day and age.
Old school, but it's good. It wins.
Yep.
I got a comment for you. Anytime you have an official or a referee, I know they're important to the game, but when they outshine the game to the point where you give them a whole hour on your radio show, that's not good. I mean, it's not about them. It's about the players and what's going on the field. Not them. I wish it's kind of in the background, just not being, trying to be the star of the show. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, my problem with the officials today and the way college football is done is the game is just too darn slow. I mean, first of all, they've inserted about 8 minutes worth of commercials extra each hour, which is going to take more time because they've sold themselves out to their television partners. There's nothing they wouldn't do for their TV partners at the behest of the fans in the stadium. They don't care about the fans in the stands anymore. But the other issue is this replay system they have, it takes entirely too long.
It's not working, Tony. It doesn't work.
It does not work. No, it's exactly right, Jimmy.
Hey, I had one more thing for you. Do you think the offensive line has gotten better since the Oklahoma game, or is it too soon to say that or ask that question?
What do you guys think?
I think they're getting
better. The offensive line better?
I mean, I wouldn't call them good or even adequate at this point, but I think they took some step forward. I think that having that off week, too, after that to kind of digest it and I think
that's probably a really good timing for an off week coming out of the Oklahoma game, just to kind of let them gel a little bit and find a unit and stick with it, try to develop some cohesiveness.
Jimmy, I don't know if the offensive line was better as much as today's scheme was better. Now, obviously the scheme wasn't better when Peterman was in the game because he wasn't comfortable and he was holding the ball, and they weren't going to hold up with him holding the ball. But I think for the most part, they did what they had to do today. I mean, at times they got Worley hit hard too. I don't know how much better they can get. I guess is what I'm saying. It's like asking me to run fast. I mean, I could train all I want, Jimmy. I'm not going to be able to run fast. I'm just not.
Tony, every Wednesday you have, I think his name's Mike Huguenin on.
Yes, I do. Thursdays.
I probably butchered his name there. I'm sorry, but
you said it perfectly.
I love that segment. I don't know where you get these guys, but he's right on everything. He was almost dead on with the score and the prediction of what the outcome would be.
Yeah, he could make a lot of money for somebody, and he doesn't bet himself. You listen to what Mike Huguenin says, man, that guy knows a lot about college football because it's all he does. He does not watch the NFL. Tomorrow, when the rest of us are watching NFL games, he's got 10 or 12 games taped, and he has 2 days of college football. It's what he does.
Next year, do you see this team being – how much, 2 or 3 times better, 5 times? I hate to quantify things, so I'm just trying to get an idea if we are progressing. I think we are progressing. It looks like it, but do you think we'll be several levels better next year? Thank you, guys. I enjoyed the show, and thanks to Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics.
Hey, thank you, and Smartway. I'll say this to you guys, and it's a great way to close the show. Gentlemen on the way out here, and I thank everybody for calling, listening, participating, spreading the word on us as we continue to grow this thing. And I want to thank the GovBone and Roger. Hang on, man. Give me a second. Hang on. Give me a second. Guys, Brocky, thanks.
Silly, I enjoyed it, man.
Quantify the improvement for me, Brocky. I mean, next year, how much better are we? At least 8 wins next year, right?
I think so.
At least.
I think so.
Depends a lot on the quarterback, whoever that
That's
is.
That's true.
But they keep checking things off that list of things that need fixing.
And I love who said that.
As long as they keep doing that.
That list is getting shorter.
Yeah.
That's that might be the one of the greatest things I've ever heard said. That might be one of the all-time
great lines. Yeah, that's a great way to put it. This is super.
Yeah. Hey, listen, for everybody involved, thank you so much. Absolutely love it. And I hope you have a wonderful day. I say to the volunteers, we are extremely proud of you. Thanks to our sponsors who have allowed us to do what we do. Brocky, give me what music are we going to choose? For those of you that aren't familiar with what we do here, we throw up some music here. Brocky, come around here. I'll let you select something from my list of... Come around here, Brocky. I'm going to let Brocky select something here. Okay, hang on, Brock. Let me put my list up here. Okay, hang on. Click on it. Okay, there's the list right there, Brocky. See it? Hang on, how do I make it bigger? That's this is frustrating me. Yeah, that's just the A's, and then you come on down there. That's the rest of the stuff there. But let me make it alphabetical. All right, there you go, Brock. Now we get the same list. Starting with the W's. Let's make it from the... There you go. And then hang over 1 second here, Brocky. Okay. Tell me what you want, Brock. I'm going to go down.
Hang on. Keep going.
Yeah, we're scrolling down here, me and Brocky.
How about,
we're looking for something here. Give me 1 second, Gov. I want to thank you. I got to pay you. Go ahead, Brocky. Go ahead, Brocky. No, we're not doing country.
How about
Go ahead, Brocky. What are you feeling like? What are you feeling like, Brocky?
Some Hall & Oates, Priscilla.
What are you feeling like, Brocky? There's some jazz there, Brocky. You're not cultured enough for that. There's some Jimi Hendrix, Jimmy Page. There's some Led Zeppelin. There you go. I'm going to throw you up a show. I'm going to throw you up a show from 77. We call Destroyer. We call Destroyer. Viva, ladies and gentlemen, Viva Led Zeppelin.
but his fault and mine.
Meet me, Jesus, meet me. Please meet me in the middle.
my Jesus. Help me, Jesus. I'm a people, you know how.